Welcome to Popular Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of a popular Wikipedia page every day. With 136,583 views on Wednesday, October 23, 2019, our article of the day is Edward Snowden. Edward Joseph Snowden, born June 21, 1983, is an American whistleblower who copied and leaked highly classified information from the National Security Agency, NSA, in 2013 when he was a Central Intelligence Agency, CIA, employee and subcontractor. His disclosures revealed numerous global surveillance programs, many run by the NSA and the Five Eyes Intelligence Alliance with the cooperation of telecommunication companies and European governments, and prompted a cultural discussion about national security and individual privacy. In 2013, Snowden was hired by an NSA contractor, Booz Allen Hamilton, after previous employment with Dell and the CIA. Snowden says he gradually became disillusioned with the programs with which he was involved and that he tried to raise his ethical concerns through internal channels but was ignored. On May 20, 2013, Snowden flew to Hong Kong after leaving his job at an NSA facility in Hawaii, and in early June he revealed thousands of classified NSA documents to journalists Glenn Greenwald, Laura Poitras, and Juan McCaskill. Snowden came to international attention after stories based on the material appeared in The Guardian and The Washington Post. Further disclosures were made by other publications including Der Spiegel and The New York Times. On Snowden's 30th birthday, June 21, 2013, the United States Department of Justice unsealed charges against Snowden of two counts of violating the Espionage Act of 1917 and theft of government property, following which the Department of State revoked his passport. 2 days later, he flew into Moscow's Sheremetyevo Airport, where Russian authorities noted that his U.S. passport had been cancelled, and he was restricted to the airport terminal for over 1 month. Russia later granted Snowden the right of asylum with an initial visa for residence for 1 year, and repeated extensions have permitted him to stay at least until 2020. In early 2016, he became the president of the Freedom of the Press Foundation, a San Francisco-based organization that states its purpose is to protect journalists from hacking and government surveillance. As of 2017, he is married and living in Moscow. On September 17, 2019, his memoir Permanent Record was published. On the first day of publication, the U.S. Department of Justice filed a civil lawsuit against Snowden over publication of his memoir, alleging he had breached non-disclosure agreements signed with the U.S. federal government. Former The Guardian national security reporter Juan McCaskill called the civil lawsuit a huge mistake, noting that the UK ban of Spycatcher 30 years ago created huge demand. The memoir was listed as number one on Amazon's bestseller list that same day. In an interview with Amy Goodman on Democracy Now! On September 26, 2019, Snowden clarified he considers himself a whistleblower as opposed to a leaker, as he considers a leaker only distributes information for personal gain. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 050 UTC on Thursday, October 24, 2019. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Edward Snowden. This podcast is produced by Abul Smay Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTDpod on Twitter. Abul Smay Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Kendra. Thank you for listening to Popular Wiki of the Day.